2,500 of the world's top athletes are in Kona this week for this year's Ironman competition. Our contributing reporter, Sherry Bracken, is on the line with us from the Big Island. Sherry, hard to believe we are marking the 40th anniversary of this race.
It's pretty impressive that people continue to want to do a 140.6-mile race in the Kona heat. And yes, it is amazing.
So I imagine, though, that everybody's encouraged because they're bringing a crowd, and that means business for people.
Well, that is a really, it's a good point every year. You know, Ironman was established in October, which is normally a slow season for tourism anyway. And, of course, we had a real downturn in tourism May, June, July, August, because of the lava, even in September a little bit. So, yeah, this is good because Diana Birch, the race director, tells me that they are definitely expecting around 30,000 people in Kona on race day, and that includes the 2,550 athletes, their supporters, volunteers, media, sponsors, you know, everybody. And it's just, it's an amazing event, and it's great for tourism.
And how's the weather? I know the bog has been an issue for everybody, from farmers to just folks, you know, out there breathing the air.
Well, you know, since August 7th, when the lava stopped, we have had, I will use the term zero fog, but I just recorded an interview with a Hawaiian Volcano Observatory scientist, and the amount of fog being emitted at this point is just hardly anything compared to what it has been. And since that day, Kona has had the most spectacular skies anybody has ever seen. And as Diana Birch, the race director, said, and something that I have observed and I've shared with Bill Dorman, our news director, total strangers on the street stop and talk to each other and point out clouds, and we all enjoy sunrises and sunsets, blue skies, things that we just were missing. You know, we've had fog for a long, long time, but it was so intense during the 3 months that, yeah, the competitors are going to be surprised this year, not by the fog, but by the fact that it's blazing hot with no fog. So,
well,
yeah.
Well, at least they're not breathing in the fog. That's always a problem, too.
No, but you know what's really funny? Several years ago, I did a story for HPR. I just stopped on the side of the road before Ironman. People were training. They were running. I'd stop and ask them, and I asked about six different people, how is this fog affecting you? And the year I did it was probably right after Halemaumau crater refilled with lava, right around 2008 or early, or maybe 2009. And of the six people I stopped, five people who are from the mainland or elsewhere said, what are you talking about? You know, I train in downtown Pittsburgh and this is nothing. Or, you know, one Navy SEAL said, you know, I'm at Camp Pendleton and I'm right next to the freeway. So, yeah, this is nothing. The last person I stopped and talked with who said, oh, my gosh, the air here is just terrible. And I said, well, where are you from? Honolulu. So athletes really have not seemingly minded the fog. It's something that bothers us more than them.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're going to have good conditions, although I hope it's not too hot.
Well, it probably will be warm now. In the morning, it'll be pleasantly cool, and that will freak out some of the competitors a little bit because usually for most people who are not used to the ocean swim is the most, it's a pretty daunting thing. You're looking at that big ocean, and it'll be a little bit cool in the morning. Then it will get warm after they get on the bike. The weather forecast is for some rain in the afternoon, and we've been having afternoon thunderstorms. So the hope is that it isn't too much rain because that makes it a little challenging for those bikers who are still coming back and for the runners to get their shoes all wet and squishy.
Well,
let's hope.
Well, what else on the business side can you share with us?
On the business side, well, this morning was a great day for business in downtown Kailua Village because the restaurants were packed to watch one of my very favorite events of the week, and that is the Underpants Run. And
Okay. It's
exactly what it sounds like. There were more than 1,000 people running in their underpants. That's a requirement of the race, which was started more than 20 years ago by a group of pro athletes, Rock Fry, Paul Huddle, Paula Newby Fraser, to sort of ridicule some of the athletes who in earlier days used to walk around town in their Speedos and walk into restaurants in their Speedos. So these guys just thought, well, we'll just make it official. And now it's a thing. It's a race. It's a low entry fee, $20, and all the money goes to Big Island charities. So that was good for business today. But other business things, there are folks who will not have business on Ironman Day most especially, because a lot of the roads around Kailua and on the west side of the island are closed. It creates some amount of inconvenience, but overall, the last economic study that was done, which was way back in 2006, indicated there was more than $26 million spent here on the island in connection with Ironman, and that was when they only had 1,700 athletes. Today they have more than 2,500, so the amount has got to be bigger. And you can see it. Restaurants are packed. Grocery stores are a bit depleted of food. Gas stations are busier. Just, you know, there's a lot of people in town, and that's all good.
And I know there was some talk, because there was a ownership change, too, recently.
There was. In 2015, it's Dali and Wanda, which is a Chinese company, purchased World Triathlon Corporation. World Triathlon Corporation is a Florida company that many years earlier bought Ironman. And the concern was, oh, when Dali and Wanda buys Ironman, what's going to happen? And according to both Diana Birch, who's the race director, and Dan Berglund, who is the PR director, Dali and Wanda keeps hands off of certainly the Ironman Triathlon World Championship, which is here, and most of the other Ironman races, their objective being to expand, and they have added a number of races in China, and this year there's more than 30 Chinese athletes who've qualified for Ironman. So Dali and Wanda just wants to grow the sport, particularly in Asia.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just about to ask whether they expect those numbers from China to go up.
I'm sure they do, because they're adding more every year. So, yeah, I'm absolutely positive that's part of the objective. You know, it's funny, because when you look at 2,500 athletes, I think most people figured that they couldn't physically fit more people onto Kailua Pier, but they seem to manage to keep expanding, and so it's a good thing. It's got inconveniences associated with it, but it's a joyful atmosphere, and although some of the athletes are quite impressed with themselves, most of the athletes are just great people. I ran into two from Brazil last Saturday who were lost in the Kona Old Industrial area, which happens to be where the radio station is, where I do my recording. And they couldn't speak English, and I don't speak Portuguese. But he had an app on his phone, and I asked them where they were going, because it was clear they weren't any place they should have been. And he explained they were looking for a particular vitamin store. I found it. I took them there. And they were just so sweet. And most of the athletes are that way. This is such a dream for them. You know, people practice and work hard for years. In fact, Ironman puts out a statistic that said people who are actually training for Ironman tend to swim about 7 miles a week. They bike 232 miles a week, and they run 48 miles a week. So people put in the time and effort in order to even qualify for Ironman, because you can't just come here. You have to have placed in a previous Ironman race of some kind all over the world, and then they come here. So most of them are just happy as can be to be here.
Well, I'm impressed with them. They're all gods and goddesses in my book. Thanks so much, Sherry.
Let me just mention one more thing. It's a 17-hour race. The fastest people come in around 3 or 3:30, but a lot of people don't even come in till midnight. So you're right. They are gods and goddesses.
All right. Thanks so much.
Aloha.
That was Sherry Bracken tracking the impact of the world-class racing event Ironman 2018. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're tuned to HPR1.